Okay, the topic for this morning's shiur is the 9-day siyum, should I go? Last year's topic, of course, was Lent siyum, should I go? I think that yesterday we started the shiur with the teens, which I think went quite well. From Baruch Hashem, better than the eight that started out. We had Baruch Hashem, a really, really nice group. And I was surprised and pleasantly surprised to hear that the two guys that are giving a siyum that are teens have not yet finished their and they have a very little. So that puts us in a much different scenario. What?
Natalie sort of does not have very little.
Oh, really? Okay, so we'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Thank you for telling me. That's not what I understood. So one of them did come up to me today and asked if I saw his Maseches Makos. He can't find it. Okay, so don't worry, it's tonight. So it's a question. It's a shiloh. The sheet's over there. So I want to investigate this. Again, technically, if you want to be real stark, so that's what we're going to see. So maybe you should come to lunch. I mean, what's it called? Come to dinner tonight and eat pyro stuff. You don't have to, right? So I remember last year, Lent. I don't know if it was for yours. Yeah, I think it was yours, Dafka. Now that I think about it. It was yours. I went to complain to the staff that they were serving chicken. Chicken should be Basar Behema, Mamish, right? It's a real Suda Smitzvah. So, Ari didn't care, but Joseph, I don't know if you remember Joseph. Joseph thought it was very funny. So, to this, he brought actually like a, he made like a, I don't know, prime rib or something. It was delicious. So, I don't know if that's, you have to go that machmir, but chicken and meat are going to be the same things we'll see in a moment. But again, I think we want to investigate. I think this is a fascinating topic in halacha because it really opens up. You really get to see very, very different sources. L'shitasam, I think, as we'll see, I think that there is a split, in my humble opinion, between the Hasidim and the Litvaks as far as doing the siyum l'chachila b'diyevet, so on and so forth. Okay, so let's get started. So the first source is the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. Very important source because we don't know much about this topic. We know that we generally have siyums. It's wonderful. Great. We also know that there's an issur of eating basar on the 9 days. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Omer. I know some of you guys hopefully listened to this yesterday. This Shulchan Aruch, we only got through two sources yesterday. Shenoagim Shalola Echol Basar B'yamim HaNizkarim. And as I pointed out, there is two shitas within the Svardim. Some hold that you're allowed to eat meat until Shvu Shel Chalbo. Some actually hold, as the halacha says, I think the Teimanim, until Mamish the Sud itself, right? It says, really, the halacha says, Sudas HaMafsekas you're not allowed to have. So says the Shulchan Aruch, there Yesh Omer. So there are some Svardim here and there. I once had a situation where I was working in Teaneck, and our company ordered every week. So we ordered the 9 days menu at Chopsticks. Did I remember the story? So we ordered the Chopsticks menu, and it came, and we're eating it, and everybody's so excited, because Mamish, they did an amazing job. I tasted exactly, and I was very surprised, because it tastes exactly like chicken. So finally, after I was half done, I'm like, there's no way. I said, this is chicken. The other person's like, yeah, I think you're right. So I called, and the Chinese gentleman answered the phone. I said, hi, I just did that big order. Did you send me the 9th and the 9 days menu? And he says, no, what are you talking about? He goes, I asked you, do you want the special menu? And I said, yes, that's what I said. He goes, no, special menu is lunch special menu. 9 days. I said, but you didn't say it? Whatever. So he got the wrong thing. So I asked to speak to a Jew to explain how upset I was. So the guy got on the phone and he says, what's the big deal? You should be happy. You're able to eat during the 9 days. I said, oh, chutzpah. I said, I want you to, so they brought everything. Anyway, so there was a guy that was interning for us who was a Sephardi. So he decided to eat all the food that was left. There was a lot of food left over. Yeah, anyway, he had to go home early, obviously. And the next day he came in and he said, he told his Rebbe this great story. Finally, it's good to be a Sephardi, right? He said, we don't have kitniyos. The joke is, there's a guy that works in, that sells to the yeshiva. So he's a real, like, mamash, he's tame on knee. You can hardly understand what he's saying because everything's like, So he says he has a good joke. His joke is, you know why in Elul we have slichos for a month and you only have it for a week? He says, we have to do kapara for eating kitniyos during Pesach. I thought that was funny. So the guy said he told his Rebbe this great thing, and his Rebbe said to him, we don't hold like that. We hold like this Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to, during the 9 days, eat. So he shouldn't have had it either. So there are different shitos. So, Yeah.
How is chopsticks allowed to make chicken for anyone else?
Oh, you're asking the Mara Sion, Shiloh.
Not even Mara Sion.
I mean, I'm sorry. You're asking, sorry, the Evil Latin Bookshelf is what I meant. Shiloh.
No, it's still not even the Evil.
Okay, more.
Is that an adult can't cut a child's hair for 3 weeks.
Right. So feed him by your dying. Yeah.
Assuming that all of the Dinim of Avelis are still the same, they shouldn't be allowed to cook meat for anyone else who's not.
Right, we do say, let's say a few things. Number one, Rav Moshe Feinstein has that famous tshuva where he allows a kosher restaurant to be open because, and Noah's Ark I think would be a good example here. I see a lot of people a lot of times in Noah's Ark that are not religious, they're not wearing yarmulkes. They like the kosher style taste. So if they're not going to go to Noah's Ark, where are they going to go? They'll go to somewhere else. I mean, it's going to be hard to find in Teaneck, but they'll go to another place that's not kosher. So Rav Moshe says that even though, yeah, you're right, it's Lefnei Ivel Lo Tim, this is a better situation. My friend, he's a caterer, okay, maybe it's my company now, but so he had a situation where he is doing the Maccabi games. It's in all different places in the United States, and the OU had a big problem with it because it's during the 9 days and they're serving meat. So the OU said, you should hire somebody to do a siyum, and you should have a big sign saying, at each meal there's going to be a siyum. So my friend says it's not shayach. Number one, most of the people don't really care about a siyum. So he said that it's going to be a problem. So he actually did not do the one that's in Florida, which is actually the closing ceremony. It's on Tisha B'Av itself, not B'chelo Aleinu. Can you imagine the Maccabi games? Anyway, but that's the question: how far do you have to go ahead and do that? I don't think it's I don't know. I hear it. First of all, if you're Sephardi, you're allowed to have it. What if you're having a siyum? Where are you going to get food from? And we allow for children. There is a Shiloh over here when it comes to children. How far do we go? Because on one hand, we say that Avelos, when it comes to the laws of regular Avelos, so generally a child is not chayiv in this. We don't want to make a child sit shiva. Depends what age, maybe, if you get the age of chinuch, but generally we don't. It says better to send them to school. Okay, many people aren't knowing this way. When it comes over here, the question is how much of the 9 days do they have to follow? You're right, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, so we try not to have them wear shoes, and you know they don't wear leather shoes and things like that. There are a lot of poskim who say if Nebuch, a child, only likes chicken nuggets, so it would be mutter. So over here, this is a great Shiloh. Rav Moshe felt that it's not considered to be Marasayim. Let's continue. So he says, Mutar b'tavshil shenishashil b'basar. You're allowed to actually have a tavshil that's made of basar. So for example, if, this is what I thought yesterday, but Baruch Hashem, it wasn't true. I was wondering, the French fries that we had last night, where'd they come from? I thought there was only a Fleischik fryer. That's what I thought I remembered. Baruch Hashem, there's one on the Milchik side as well. If there was one only on the Fleischik side, we would have had a huge Shiloh, because we had schnitzel the day before that. That would be within 24 hours, and the whole meal would be trafe. But, what?
If they're not changing the
oil. Right. In a Hanami. So then you probably have a problem. So here he writes,
would the fryer be like a Ben Yomo?
Yeah, but here in my case it wasn't a Ben Yoma, but he's saying it doesn't matter because the oil in there has pieces of schnitzel in it. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to actually do that, you're just fleishik. You're allowed to have something that's made in fleishik, came all the things, something that even would make you fleishik, that would be mutter, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Basar, Basar, Oaf, doesn't matter what type of Basar, it's Basar, Oaf, Basar, Maluach, doesn't matter, Yain Tosis, doesn't matter what kind of wine it is, and the Shulchan Aruch matirs for Havdalah and for Birchas HaMazon. The Rama says, no, we're Machmir, and we don't allow for Birchas HaMazon, which used to be a very important, people used to do this. I don't know, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said he never understood why nobody followed the Halacha. He thought that if you had a suit of three people, you should have a Birchas HaMazon on the coast. I used to do this a lot in my house. And then I stopped doing it because it was, I shouldn't be embarrassed to follow halacha, but nobody's knowing to do it. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik felt whenever you had a Shabbos, you had three people over, you have a coast, what's the big deal? I don't know, people always make fun of me. And I said, what are you doing? Fine, so I stopped doing it. Okay. V'lo b'havdala. So he says, what about b'havdala? So says the Rama, Ela Noagim L'Teva Tinok. I don't know what they do here in camp because I'm obviously not at the Havdala in camp, but that's a Shiloh. Many poskim say that you should not give it to a child. It's very hard to find the child that's legiel lechinuch, and not legiel lechinuch for avelos, as the Mishnah Berurah says. And mura batzmo, if nobody else says that says a lot of posts can say that. Fine. Now let's get to our
Ingram. It's more to drink it anyway.
What?
It's more to drink it anyway if you drink it slowly.
Why is that?
Is it, you know what they said?
No.
That after Abdullah, when I think it was like last week.
Yeah.
That,
Moshe, can you turn the air conditioner?
We're going to stop playing fast music because of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Fast
Okay, Elusha's Abdullah, the Suda's Mitzvah, Kigon, Mila Pidjun, Aben, you're allowed to have a Suda, by Suda's Mitzvah, you're allowed to have Basar, the Yayin, Look in source number one, because this is important. Uvisiyam mesefta, and then what's the next word? Uvisudas erison. This is very strange, because the Mefurish Magen Avraham maybe told us that we're not allowed to play music, right? Dafka by Sudas erison. So how is he allowed to Sudas erison? Comes along the Nefesh Chaya, Rav Ruvi Margolius, and he says there's a Toh Sofer in the Ramah. The Ramah was not written originally like this. Who wrote the Ramah? Right? The Ramah wrote gloss, wrote notes. And someone took the notes and made it into what famously is known as the Ramah today. He wrote the word Samach Aleph. Doesn't say for Sudas Erison, like the editor thought. It stands for Svarim Acherim. Lav Dafka does a Siyum have to be on, as it's knowing to be, on a Masechta. It could even be on Svarim Acherim. We'll have to see a little bit later on. What does Svarim Acherim mean? Are we talking about Sefer Nav Navi? Maybe we're talking about a Sefer that you wrote? Maybe we're talking about Zohar? I don't know. We'll have to see. Ochlan Basav Shosim Yaisen Chal Shachim Lesuda. Whoever's Shayach to the Suda, again, this all is going to be our question. V'yesh letzam seim. But you should not have so many people. Can we think of a situation where you would have a lot of people at a Suda that you don't normally have? Let me think. A camp. So we have to ask, is a camp situation okay? Pashit Ramah says, black and white, yesh letzam seim. Shalol lahosi, if you shouldn't have too many people. Shvul Shechabot Tishabav, but when it's the Shvul Shechabot Tishabav, betocho ein la'ochel bas v'shas yayin. You should really shouldn't do this. And if you really have to have a seam, should be mitzamsim, even a bris, he says to say. Again, this is a shayla in halacha. All of a sudden people become stark during the 9 days, and they have a bris, and all of a sudden they start serving schnitzel at the bris. So there are poskim who are very much against that, saying if your bris normally was, for example, if I'm not mistaken, I remember Rabbi Tani Cohen, the son-in-law of Rav Schechter, had a bris on the 9 days. I think I remember this correctly. Everybody, of course, went because they wanted to be mechabed Rabbi Tani Cohen, but also because he was serving meat. Because his minhag is always meat. Rav Schechter holds Suda's mitzvah has to be meat. So if you ever have a Suda mesechta, so he holds that it really should be meat. Pidyon HaBen, the same thing. Same thing by Mila. He thinks it should be meat. Fine. So the story goes, I was there, I remember the story, that what was on the order, so Rav Schechter also holds that a real Suda's mitzvah is Basar Mamish, Basar Behema. You can't have any chicken, you can't have this. So he went to the guy, I know exactly who catered it, and he said, I need to have Basar Behema Mamish. So the guy thought it was a little bit of a joke. He's like, okay, whatever. And he says, and whatever you do, no turkey. Those that know Rav Schechter doesn't eat turkey. He holds there's no Masorah. There's only a Masorah for the wild turkey is usher. So this was Rav Schechter, this was it, right? So the guy again thought he was kidding. No turkey, because you know it's like a cheaper thing. So deli platters come out, and there's turkey on it. And there's schnitzel, which doesn't help him. Finally, there was some pastrami, so it was okay. Anyway, I happened to be sitting with Rabbi Neuberger at the table, and Rabbi Neuberger was commenting how funny it looked. He had all these deli on the table. Of course, they had to have bagels, because that's the min of Yisrael, to have bagels. And they had cream cheese, not tempty. They had tofu cream cheese. So Rabbi Neuberger said, this just doesn't look right, because they were open. The containers were open with the cream cheese out. Cream cheese and deli, it looked a little bit strange. I also think it's strange to make a deli sandwich on a bagel. I don't think there's something else in there. But so Rabbi Neuberger pointed out, Baruch Hashem, you had the Tzamar Zayin, because it says on it that it's power of cream cheese. In any case, that's really. So the question is, if you never do this normally by a bris, and all of a sudden it's a 9 days, there's a question whether or not. So say there's going to be, by the way, by the Suda Smitzvah of a Siyum. We'll see in a moment. If you never do this, I've done 25 Siyumim, and I never did. I never invited everybody. I never made a big deal out of it. That's a Shiloh. So we're going to have to ask that question. Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Ayin Gimel, source number two, Mikol Mokom, Im Lo Nizdamein. Belimudo hasiyam lo yemaher. Oh, yaacher b'shvil zeh. This is like the famous Mishnah Berurah. It is usher for a person to hurry up hasiyam or to hold back hasiyam for a long time. Why? Because if he does, what is he doing? It's fake. What is he doing? 6 months ago he finished Dafiyomi and now he's gonna, oh wait, Tisha B'Av's coming. Let's do it during the 9 days. Yes, Mr. Lent, I'm sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you what you did last year. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you plan out to finish it specifically like that?
Yeah, that's fine. Again, we'll see plenty of post-skim who say, no, how beautiful.
You know, let's say I started like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And then let's say I have like 5 daf left. And yeah. And 2.5 weeks till, let's say, the day. Like,
yeah.
You could drive that out.
Yeah. First of all, we'll see in a moment. It's a mitzvah to laharbos the suda because you're making a suda, so you should invite people. And therefore, if I finished, last week, I can't invite people the same day. So all the poskim there say that's not what we're talking about. Now, I saw, we'll see a little bit later on, the names of all the people, but there is a shita that says, what do you mean? How beautiful? Let's think what happens on a normal day, right? Maybe even right now, since we have half the people in here, right? You have an opportunity to have some time off, and instead of taking that opportunity to learn Torah, you decide to do something else. Let's say you're not playing basketball, which is a mitzvah, right? You go back to your bunk and watch YouTube. So instead, you say, you know what? It's 10 o'clock. I'm going to go steiger the base medrash, right? And you start a masechta. Now, first day, Rosh Chodesh Av. And every night, you're in the base medrash, 6 hours, whatever it is. So you're going to tell me, Yamahir, he's not allowed to finish a masechta like that? That's so beautiful. He's taking his time of the 9 days and learning 6 more hours of Torah, 3 more hours of Torah, and it makes him being with Siyam Masechta. I don't think that's what the Mishnah Berurah is writing. Now, I will admit that this is exactly what the El Yerabah, the Kaf HaChaim, the Chayei Odom writes this, that you're not supposed to go to a Siyam, and you shouldn't make a Siyam if you made it too quick.
It's possible it's just in my head that's the difference between the Ian and the Kiyas. And you're going to say, oh, you're not
going to learn the Lachas of it. Right, that's the Shiloh also. The Shiloh is that very good. What type of Siyam do I have to do? Right? What if I don't understand? Right? So not this wasn't for the 9 days, but I remember years and years ago when it was my grandmother's first yahrzeit. So my cousin and I, we were doing Masechah Shavuos. I can't believe we did Masechah Shavuos in YU. It was one of the Masechahs, I believe, has been taken out since then. And so, I don't know, it's too difficult, I don't know. So we were doing Masechah Shavuos, and my cousin and I said, you know what? For my Bubba's yahrzeit, let's do, we'll finish the Masechah. So we learned every night, it's beautiful, great. My cousin and I, we learned. And then it was coming a little bit closer to the time when we looked at how many da'at, oh my God, we have a lot of, so we had a lot left. A lot, maybe 10 da'at, I don't know what it was. So we split it up, because we were having a, Sunday we're having a suda, and we did it. So I could tell you that, you know, chatasi anani maskir ayom, again, it wasn't for the 9 days or anything, but those last 5 da'at, I went very quickly on those last 5 da'at, right? And I didn't understand it completely. I remember exactly where I was when I sat in a base medrash and I was learning it. I'm like, shoot, I wish I had an English gemara here. It's very, very hard. Okay, was that not called a real siyum? You did some of it. What do you have to do? Is it only, you know, like, it's a funny thing. We don't ask this by the rest of the year. When the guy's sitting on the train, on the Long Island Railroad, and he's listening to Daf Yomi, so, you know, no, oh, you missed it, you know, I don't know, right? And that could be a shiloh also. Somebody who goes to a shir, right, which is a beautiful thing. He goes to a shir. They just—I saw in one of the newspapers. They just finished a new type of daf yomi. It's not daf yomi. It's daf a weekly, right? Daf shvui, and to do it more bi'iyun, but more. And they just finished a masechta. It takes a long time. So what? The guy missed two weeks of that. He didn't come for 2 weeks. He was on a business trip. So of course he's been mashlim it. He didn't hear the shir the same way. Okay, I don't know. You know, every daf wasn't perfect. But there was some iyun there, right? That's the shaila. Also, obviously, why Chaf Dalad Kisvei by Tanakh, the same thing. What did he do? He just read the English? Is that good enough? We'll have to see. I just want to quote for you, when you talk about someone who's against this, the Oruch HaShulchan is famously known for being very against these type of siyums. And he writes, this is, I don't have it on the sheet, I apologize. Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Chaf Ches. Vida. There are people who want to just eat meat, and the only reason why they're doing this is to have busar. The dover muhuar. Who? The afa, right? Even though we know that it says in the Gemara, I think in Navaka, I'm not sure, it's cut off, sorry, that it says, you're allowed to do the Gemar Siyum. That's what we do. As they did the Isa Sham Bibinya Beis HaMikdash, right? For example, a person wants to do something, right? So he's Gamor Sam Mitzvah. So he's allowed to leave a little bit of the mitzvah for the end. The Mutalishar Mikdash says that. Lahaniach, you're allowed to Lichachila Bishwil Achilas Basar, Lo Nai, Velo Yah. But here he's doing it only to eat Basar. Lichachila the Mesachade La Asa Siyam B'yamim Elu. The Dover Zeh Efshar Kedai La Asa Shadeh Zeh Yasek Batorah. No. And therefore, mihu ein levakesh al ha-siyam rak. Don't even go to the siyam rak. Talmud Chacham Hashiach and Liminatar. The only people who should really be being the siyam is a Talmud Chacham. He knows he's going to test himself and knows if he really learned the Torah. And we don't go to these. I don't go to these type of siyams. They wait till after Tisha B'Av. Unbelievable. Now, that is one side of the coin. I admit it. The question is there another side of the coin? Now, first of all, I just wanted to point out, Rav, there is a shaila in halacha, right? This could I can imagine this happening. I've had this in my life where I've gone to a shir. I remember once I went to a shir of a great gadol, and I didn't realize it was obvious, obviously, to everybody else there, it was in Yiddish. So he sat in the shir, right? I remember when I went with Rabbi Sobolovsky to meet Rav Steinman. Steinman came to America, so he was in Breuer's. I don't know, for some reason, they didn't want to go come to Teaneck. So he went to Breuer's, and we went there. It was amazing. But his whole his speech was very quick. It was all in Yiddish. Okay. Happens to be it was in Breuer's. So, you know, in Breuer's, they don't know Yiddish. he told over in English, so it was fine. But what if you heard a siyum in Yiddish? You don't understand a word they're saying. Maybe you understand the Gemara. So this is a shaila. The Ben Ish Chai writes, as well as Rav Yashov, that you're really supposed to understand the Gemara. So Rav Yosef writes cutely, he says, that's why everybody ends with an Agadata, for everybody understands Agadata. Agadata, so everybody understands it. But the truth is, l'halacha l'maisa, if a person didn't listen to that, so he's still Yotze the Siyam. He heard something, it's okay. We'll see even later on in the show, slash year, that it's even mutter if a person didn't hear the Siyam at all. Right? The Minchas Yitzchak writes, Minchas Yitzchak, as well as let's tell you the what happened over here. So I had a situation where we have a cousin who used to do a siyum every year. He probably still does a siyum. He just stopped inviting me. I mean, I do live in Israel, but he does a siyum. It's a beautiful Kiddush Hashem in his community to show he's a neurosurgeon that this is something that's chashuv. The Torah is chashuv. So he did it every year. So one year he did it on the Sunday, a visiting day, right? Oh boy, what happened? People were stuck in traffic for 15 hours, and they got there, and he just finished the siyum. So I went to them, and I said, you know, there's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak that says that it's mutter to eat. So they looked at me, and they're like, okay, Rabbi Kula, you know, what else are you making on? You know, like, and no, they would not eat, meaning they only ate pyrav things. Later on, I found it wasn't just the Minchas Yitzchak that says this, in Simon Mem Hei, in Chelek Tes. The Aznidbaru of Zilberite says, the Chuas Vanagas of Sternbach, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, that the Iker is the Suda Smitzvah, and therefore, even if you left out, right, you came late, right, which is mamish, could happen tonight, you could have this with one of your boys, so it would be okay. Let's go weiter. Now's the section that we, as we said yesterday, that we want to show that there's something good about this, right? Look. And I mean this. I'm not trying to work something into something here. The Gemara Meforish says, Gemara in source number 3, Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches and Kuf Yud Tes, the Amar Abai, Tatilei, the Chai Chazit Survei Barbanon, the Shalom Masechta Abdu Yom Tov LeRabbanon, that Abaye would make for a student, says Rashi, LeTamideim. He was the Rosh Yeshiva. If a student, the serving Rabbanim, the budding Talmidei Chachamim, made a siyum, not only did he make host the party, he invited the big Talmidei Chachamim. Imagine what was going on over here. Big deal. They finished the Masechta. He calls all the Rosh Yeshiva. Whoa, I have a Talmud to finish the Masechta. Yes, because it's a Yom Tov LeRabbanim when we finish the Torah. When we finish this part of the Torah. So there is a big simcha that we should recognize over here. And I further will say, Dafka, when you have a teen who's being Messiah something, to me, there's Ein Simcha Gadol Mizu. This is your opportunity to be Mechanech, the other people in the bunk, and say, wow, look what he did. You could also be Messiah something. You see, this is a Yom Tov LeRabbanon. I think it's very important to dance and to show the chashivas of this wonderful time. Another raya, if you look here in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Simon Reish Mem Vav, Kol ha-mevatel Torah, right? Me'otz sofa levatel me'oni, right? Someone who's mevatel Torah because he's too rich. He says, I can't learn Torah. I'm a CEO of a company. So don't worry, he'll end up being poor. And the opposite is, of course, true as well. Again, we don't understand exactly what that means. Mekayim is a Torah me'oni. He will become rich, whatever that means. Says the Ramah, kishu mesayim mesechta, for example, when a person is a mesayim mesechta, misva l'smoach, Ula'aso suda v'nikra suda smitzvah. Again, suda smitzvah is very important. Halacha, the Chavos Yoyer has a whole section where he writes about suda smitzvah, the importance of suda smitzvah. And this is a very important halacha. We have a lot of times where a Talmud Chacham should not go to a suda unless it's a suda smitzvah. right? I don't know who's Talmid de Chachamim today, who's knowing like this, but it means that the rabbi of the shul was invited stam to a birthday party. I don't think that's appropriate, just stam to go to the birthday party, right? Again, assuming he thinks that he's a Talmud Chacham in that level, there are people who are machmen on this. You see that great rabbanim, they won't go to restaurants, not only because of, you know, kashrus, right? They don't want to be seen there. Okay, the other situation, again, what's a Suda Smitzvah? So yesterday, one of the boys said, I said, were you ever beside Masechta before? And the kid said, yeah, I'm at Bar Mitzvah. So I said, did you make a big party? He's like, no. I go, yes, you did. It was called the Bar Mitzvah. What he didn't realize is that the minhag that's become in Eretz Yisrael is quite popular, maybe in America too, that they make a suit. Why? Because your Bar Mitzvah generally is not the day of Bo Bayom of your Bar Mitzvah. That's usually the way it works. Unless you're Haredi, all the Haredim follow what seems to be the diktuk of halacha, is that the party should be the day that he became Bar Mitzvah. So people don't do that because it's not Sundays. It has to be Sunday. Sundays, you know, that's the day. And I just saw Thursday night. It has to be Thursday night. Some people, a kid told me he was Bar Mitzvah a few, right? So his Bar Mitzvah was 3 weeks ago, and the party's going to be in Labor Day. My high? Good. That's Mizdamin Lo. It's good. So what do they do to make it to a Sudas Mitzvah? So most of the posting just say he has to give a pshetel. People be machmir, they do a siyam masechta. Then lekuli alma, it's become a Sudas Mitzvah. My high, what's the difference? So Talmid Chachamim can come. It sets the tone. It's a different Suda. When it's a Suda Smitzvah, it's a beautiful minog that people have. So says the Shulchan, the Ramah, Suda Smitzvah is a big thing. The Shach picks up on this, and the Shach says something fascinating. Kishashayim Masech, the Kosa Besof Chuvas Maharamins. Maharamins. The Kishayim, Kishayim Besof Masech, Yashir Ma'at Besof. Ad Shas HaKosher. Yamino Deroy Latakin Bosuda. He says, you should leave over some. Again, I'm not talking about 3 months, but you should do it to a time where you can invite a lot of people, where you can make it a great simcha. Rabbi say, that's the ikar, it seems. That's the time that you should do that. So a kid, just imagine, I'm just thinking about this, right? This doesn't bother me at all. I'm muttering this. Listen to this. He's so enamored by the fact that somebody does a siyum, right? And it's a kid that is his age. He said, commits to himself, you know what? I want to be that guy that gets up here next year. I want to be that guy. Right? So what does he do? Mama, he starts. It's going slow for him, right? He's going, yeah. Finally, he gets to June time. He says, I can't believe this. I think I'm going to finish. And he calls Rabbi Dixon and he says, please save a spot for me. I'm going to finish. Is that usher? So the answer is, no, I think that's exactly what the Ram HaRamin is saying. That's the Magen Avraham. The Shach. Did they say the Magen Avraham? I apologize. The Shach says is the halacha. That's unbelievable. You dafka should do this. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah and the Shach HaRamin are not disagreeing with each other. Why? Because what are we saying over here, Rabbi Yisai? We're saying that it's not usur to, because you're doing it l'shat ha-kosher, the good time. In fact, a direct quote from the Maharamitz, Roy Litakin Sudana Lechavan HaTorah Utalmideya. You should make it into a gorgeous, amazing Suda. I quoted last night, this is my third time giving this year, I think this is the one I'll put on Yatorah because I think I perfected it now. And I have three shir, I'm going to decide which one. Depends which jokes are good or bad. So I have a friend. So yeah. So maybe it was too much last night, so I think this is better. And people were actually laughing, so this is different. So, like this. So I have a neighbor, wonderful neighbor, big Talmud Chacham. So he claimed that he never was Messiah Shas. I don't believe him. But he made this big Suda for me, Messiah Shas. Okay? It's 2 years ago. I happen to know him. Guy's all but maybe 110 pounds. So you know that when someone's 110 pounds, what? It's not going to be like, you know, Hartstein wants it. You know, it's not going to be a good Suda. So I ate before, because what he's going to have? God knows what he's going to have for him. So I ate before. Right? It's like the chef. You know, if you go to a restaurant and you see the chef, and the chef comes out to greet you, you know, and he's skinny, it's probably the food's not going to be good. It's a big chef. He knows what food is. It's good. Okay. So I come to this, I come there, and I see on the table, okay, good. Started off, there's a little bit of hot dogs. Okay, some schnitzel. Not bad, I was wrong. And all of a sudden I hear the motorcycle. In Eretz Yisrael, when you hear the motorcycle come on your block, you know it means one thing. Pizza. I said, pizza? What's going on here? It's Camp Nosora, pizza and schnitzel. What's going on over here? I'm just kidding. Let's go to shirk a few years ago. There's a problem a few years ago. Anyway, so what happened? Turns out it's not pizza. It's burgering. He brought 80 hamburgers. And they're having all the French fries. And it's a sudas shloima b'shatoy. And I can't take it anymore. I'm like, my high, what's going on over here? And he tells me the following story. And this is, I'm sorry, maybe this is the wrong timing for it. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva. It's actually not a tshuva, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Moshe writes this to Rabbi Eider. Rabbi Eider was a tremendous, you know, before the times of Art Scroll, Rabbi Eider was one of the first on the scene to have all these English pamphlets, the Laws of the 3 Weeks, and he did just amazing works on Pesach and Shabbos and everything like that. They're like stencils. So there he writes that he asked Rav Moshe, what about camps? Right? This is our Ikar Shaila. I don't understand something. Right? Let's take, you know, our example is not a good example. I don't know the kid. I'm a sports staff. I know who who's giving a CM. What's his name? What? Hillel. So Hillel or Yoni, but I don't know who they are. I come to the studio, they're like, ladies and gentlemen, right? Who's this kid? Why am I allowed to go? Excuse me for saying this. I don't want to embarrass you. But the yeshiva that you went to, your yeshiva, there was a WhatsApp group. And they all want to go out with one of their rabbis who just came, Rabbi Allen. They were going back and forth. Where should we go? So one guy mistakenly wrote, let's go to Dougie's. I'm like, dude, it's been 9 days. The other guy goes, oh, wait a minute, I just remembered. The doghouse has a seum every night at 8 o'clock. So like, oh, great, let's go. You don't know who the guy is? Is that good enough? So Rav Moshe says that when it comes to a camp situation, we are all considered to be one happy family for the purposes of camp. Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
What would be the problem? Is that we're not celebrating the person, we're celebrating the Torah. It doesn't matter who the person is, if you know or not.
Don't you feel that there's a little bit more fakeness to the fact that you're just going to Noah's Ark, or to the doghouse, or to wherever it might be, just because Joe Schmo is giving a siyum? You really think it's for the covet of the Torah? So somebody asked me a good shayla. You might be right. Here's what he said. Here's how he worded it. He asked me the following. In his shul, okay, there's a guy giving a siyum, right? And I don't know exactly how it's working, and he explained to me, right? He goes to Davar Mincha in the shul, and he texts me. He goes, I didn't even know this was happening, right? I don't know why he's doing a dafkan rosh chodesh. Maybe it's your side or something. And he says, Rabbi, I'm giving a siyum, and I'm having deli sandwiches after. Who's not going to stay? So he said to me, can I stay? I know who the guy is, because it's my shul. I don't know the guy at all. I thought that was mutter. I said to him, let me ask you a question. If it was, you know, August 14th, which is after the 9 days this year, would you go? It's like, yeah, you know. Heck yeah, I would go. Why? It's free food. So then you're right. Then it's a bris. This is a little bit crazy, maybe. I have a big problem when I used to go to you don't have this in the yeshiva every day, but you used to go to shul, to go to like B'nai Yeshurin, or you go to even Beth Abraham, and somebody's having a bris right after davening. I had a problem. How can you leave? It's such a kedusha time. Eliyahu Navi is coming to visit us. So I would say, okay, I wouldn't stay for the suda. Once in a while, you know, the Baal Simcha would see me in the back and says, oh, can you please join us? I can't believe you came. I'm like, ha, you know, free bagel. But that wasn't the point of it. The one time I actually was there totally because I hold and they asked me to get a kibbut. And I was like, oh, wow, this is bad. I didn't even know about the bris. You know, okay, whatever. But So Rav Moshe says, so you're tying to me, what's the difference? It's the Simchas HaTorah, Tzurvim Rabbanon, he's showing, maybe, okay, so maybe I'm wrong. Obviously, there are a lot of poskim who allow this. So in a camp, though, Rav Moshe totally thought this was okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes the same thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman, interestingly, answers the question about, what about women? What shaychus do women have to this guy giving a zim? Maybe they shouldn't be able to come. And he says, no, Lav Dafka, they should be able to come. I think we'll see a little bit later. I think I have in one of my notes, their other postgame wouldn't be surprising. More the Haredi postgame who's like, no, women can't come to the same. Okay, whatever.
Well, that's why it can be Svarbuchim.
Right. Not them. Okay, this is a whole shaila last year. Those that know, I got in a lot of trouble about that. There was a girl who did a siyum, and I spoke out against it for the guys. I just think the guys and girls can go. Great. We have great Midrashis Masorah this year. You can go over there. There's girls there. But I don't think guys belong there. I got in a lot of trouble. That's why I didn't put it on Yom Torah. Now it's on Yom Torah, so now I'm in trouble. Okay, you're good. So, back to my friend's story. So he heard this from Rabbi Eider Mamish from his mouth. He was at Hask, Camp Hask one year, and he said it. And this bothered him to no end. He says, at camp, what's it? I don't know who this guy is. It's a joke. Don't we all know this is what the raid was yesterday? Oh, we know it's a joke. Oh, come on, we're just doing it because they want to eat meat. This whole thing's a joke. Oh, making it into a joke. Right? So he went to Rabbi Eider and he said, Rabbi Eider, I don't understand Rav Moshe's Pesach. First of all, he didn't write into Chua. And Rabbi Eider, very smartly, I guess, knew my friend a little bit, and he's like, I'm sorry, I'm getting back into a car, I'm going back to Muncie, I really don't have time to answer your question. And as he gets into the car, this guy hops in the car with him, and he says, I'll get a ride. He told me the whole funny story. The guy, it was a guy from camp. The guy from camp was not happy because he wanted to spend time alone with Rabbi Eider and ask him Shilas. And then when he got to Muncie, he's like, okay, let's go. He's like, actually, I'm sleeping in Muncie. I'm not going home. I'm not going back to ask. And he was stuck. He had nowhere to go. For his funny. Anyway, fine. So he petured Rabbi Eider in the car. And he said, I don't understand. And this is what he said to him. He says, let me ask you a question. If you had another Sudas Mitzvah, let's say you have Sheva Brachas for your daughter, right? What are you going to have with this Sheva Brachas? What are you going to do? You're going to invite people? You're going to be like, you know what? It's enough already with the Sheva Brachas. We had four already. This Sheva Brachas, let's just do it in our house. We'll do a barbecue. Just. No, you make it into a big deal. He says, why when it comes to Siyum Masechta, you don't make a big deal out of it? Even if you don't make a big deal all the time. It's such a cover to do that. It's a cover to, and he went on this whole thing. And so this guy said, you know what? One day, he was 18 years old then. One day, when I'm Messiah Shas, I don't know why he said Shas, I'm going to make a party like it's a Shavar. And it was a party like a Shavar. Beautiful story. So there's you have to look at the positive side of this. The flip side of this is that there are those that write that this doesn't make any sense. I'm going to share with you something really interesting. There are two tshuvas and a third man da'amar. There's a shaylus tshuva, a sayurus tshuva. In Chelek Beis there, that was the of Shimon Sofer. Shimon Sofer was the Ksav Sofer's son, of course related to, I think, the grandson of the Sam Sofer. And he writes in a tshuva, the only way that a person could have the Sudas Mitzvah in this Damelo, like the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon. And he doesn't understand, right? He says, Bakrai, just happened to be. Oh my God. He turns around, he finished the Masechta, and he goes, I should make a oh my God, it's the 9 days. Oh, you could do it. Once in a blue moon, you have this. It's really cool, where the Daf Yomi cycle ends on Tisha B'Av. Okay, right? But then in another tshuva, he writes, in Chelek Gimel, he says, you could pay somebody to make a siyum for you during the 9 days. How does that, isn't that soyser what he said? So maybe you could tie it into me. No, you're paying the guy to Mizdamino, that he'll work it out perfectly. I actually have a friend who used to do this every year. He used to call around the local rabbis of the community and said, I want to host a siyum in my house. Are you going to finish? If you finish, I'll pay for your kilo. I'll pay for a big suda for you. Why? Because he wanted to eat meat. So he does every year. I said, can you stop calling me? I'm not doing a siyum for you. I'm not doing this. So this is all great, fine, and dandy. What's the machlokes? But then I found the following thing. His son wrote a sefer, and he quotes his father. And he says that it's Yadua, and the Minchas Elozer quotes this as well. This was a raya for the Minchas Elozer to do it, to do the Munkat Sherav, to do a Suda. He said that Sadikim made a Siyum. That he himself was Dafka would make a Siyum every single year on the 9 days. And he saw his tshuva, which seems like his tshuva was against that. Again, you could tie it to me. Mizdaminlo. This wasn't the Mizdaminlo situation. Okay, fine. But I thought that was funny. A lot of people say different things. He says, but says the Minchas Luzer, because the Tzaddikim, when they made a Suda, they didn't want to eat Basar. It wasn't for the Basar. So then he quotes, I don't understand this, I promise you. He writes this whole Gematria, Sitra, Da'achra. I don't understand it. I saw another Sefer quotes about that the word Siyum. The Gruz says this, I think. The Siyum is backwards and is Nistar Nigla Gematrias. I don't know what that means. I'm 40, okay.
You spell out the letters.
Right, Siyum. Yeah? Oh. Okay, good. So he writes something about that these 2 months of Tammuz and Av are the Sitra of Esav, and then he writes Rosh HaTevos and the Piskei Tshuvos. They quote the Rosh HaTevos, but they don't say what they are. Something about being some sort of satan. And in order to kill that, we have to do Lima Torah more, and that's why we do a Dafka during this time. Others say no. Say that you should Dafka not do it during this time. He says, how can you do a mitzvah when it's a bad time? It's a bad zmanazet. Not the 9 days. It's not a good time for a Suda. This is the Sefer Sha'ar Melech, Kara Tagar. on the people that did this. He says this is not the appropriate thing to do. The Sheilos HaTshuvos is Chesed LiAvraham says that maybe you're going to bring a raya from the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Tes. Maybe that was the Gemara that the Aruch HaShulchan before quoted. And he says he maybe bring a raya based on the Chanukah Samizbech that was not Yom Kippur, was Mevatel because of this. He says, and maybe when it comes to the Siyum of a Mitzvah, you can go ahead and say that. But the Chaya Adam says, no, that's not a raya. It's different by the Beis HaMikdash, fine, whatever. Let's go to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef here in source number 7. B'noge ba'ashkenaz yosimim ma'achil nidar mekorim b'chol ma'adil v'yosim mishtav v'simcha. The Yom Tov, the Siyum Torah Torah. Kasav ha'gos Ashri, b'shem ha'or zarua, matzati ikur shel minag b'midrash b'tchila shir ha'shira. B'yavod Yerushalayim v'yamdu lifnei amram b'ris Hashem. V'yosim mishtav l'chol avodav. Amr of Yitzchak Mikan she'oisim sudu the gamer shall tell you. Okay, good. The Sefer Yamshel Shlomo says the same thing. The Yamshel Shlomo beautifully says, the Siyum HaSefer, source number 8, Nomi nira be'inyon shehu sudas mitzvah. V'chein raya mi'perikol kusve, the Gemara, obviously we learned already, kuf yud ches, kuf yud tes, the Amr Abaya, survey Rabbanan, he made a suda, for Yom Tov l'Rabbanan. De'ein l'cha simcha, yoter l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, el simcha the rina ha'Torah. Why? Listen to this. The whole purpose of what we where we are is that the Rabbanu Shalom threw us out of his mikdash. And it seems like, as we said yesterday in Lessons from the Lathe, everything's closed. Noel, the philosopher of us. You know what we have? And that's why the Gemara tells us, what's Pidyon Aben? You could do it. And this is not better than Pidyon Aben? The mitzvah v'am v'chein harosi pam achas halacha l'maisa to make a suda during this time. Mikomakom siyum sefer u'sudas mitzvah l'kulei alma aval sudas chinuch abayis. That's not good enough, but yeah, because that is the aura of the Torah. Dal halam slacha dafku should do. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe felt. Lubavitcher Rebbe writes that he dafku would do a suda every single day of the 9 days, like other Hasidic rebbes, and he said they actually do it over the radio now. So you could eat, time is that you could eat meat if you just listen to it. Okay, maybe that's pushing it a little bit.
The microphone works.
But, right, more than a microphone, radio is even more of a question. And what's the shot? What do we say over here? Listen to this, guys. He said, because that is Havavareus. Ein Achtus Gadol Mizul. You're inviting all your friends to the Suda? Come on, that's amazing. The Sanzer Rebbe also writes that he would make a Siyum each night. Even on Moshe Shabbos, he says, because that's the Torah. The Chedushi Arim would also do this. He said, that is what will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The Yontif Rabbanim is Shehu Hofach Lazer. That's the Tikkun. The Tikkun is to do Siyum. So Yadavka should do it every single day. These are big Gedolim. The Kedushas Yomtif of Seagate, I don't know what this is, I'll be honest with you. He said, you must make a demonstrative sign that I want to change. I want Sasam V'Simcha, V'Ein Sasam V'Simcha Godol Misiyum. So a lot of these Hasidic Rebbes did this, although it is actually written also in the Sidra Yaivitz, that this is the Minhag. So I thought that maybe you can go ahead and say that this is the split. The Hasidim see things differently. You know, the famous... Obviously, as we'll be hearing tonight, Akiva Nechamtanu, right? Rabbi Akiva always looked at the positive side. The Hasidim understand that to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, this is what you do. And even if maybe something in your heart really is doing it to have the Basar, still, it's a Yontif of the Rabbanan. It's a good way to get everybody together. It's a good thing, rather than doing whatever they else would be doing. Whereas maybe the Litvash more say, no, Mishnah Berurah, I don't really trust that this is being done for the right reasons. It's interesting to see the two sides. The Sheilos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg wrote a tshuva. I thought that was interesting. To somebody wrote, hey, I'm doing a Siyum Masechta. Can you write the speech for me? So there he gives a whole shtickle Torah on the Masechta that he's doing. But then he writes, I just want to tell you, Ein Arak L'Gadol Simcha. There's no bigger Simcha. Hamit Cholelet Ka'asher Zoichin L'Siyum Masechta. The Asimcha Hu. Lo rak b'siyumam, ella klalitu. to Magia Nister Geva. I can't even explain to the Nigla and the Nister come together. As the Gra said, as I said before, that the word Siyum, Nigla, and Nister, who shoving? The Dungan to the Gematria. Yant of the Rabbanim, as we said before. The Sheyud HaLevi, as I said to you before, says, what kind of suit is it? So we said there are Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman say you're allowed to invite anyone you want if it's in a camp situation or a bungalow situation because they're considered your new friends. And says the Shevet HaLevi, obviously he's talking about only, this is talking about men. You can't invite women to a suda. So I just think that's just generally women can't come to any. When I was Shabbos, my Shabbos brachas, So my father-in-law wanted to make it. We had it in the Youngers of Staten Island, but he wanted to make it in, we davened by one of the Rebbes, the Romana Rav. It was a few doors down. So he said, sure, you can make it. We would love you to do Shavuot Brachos here, except you can't have women. He says, what about the Kala? He says, yeah, they'll sit upstairs. The women will sit upstairs, you'll sit downstairs. Okay, that wasn't our geschäft. So fine. Rav Moshe here writes something different. Rav Moshe here writes, not the tshuva that we said, because it's not a tshuva. He wrote about Lepata Bachim by Erev Pesach and to have Basar on from Rosh Chodesh Av until the Tannis. If you had a Chabur that just was learning Mikra B'Iyan. And Rav Moshe writes, of course. He thinks Svar Machim is Nechshav L'Sudas Mishra K'Siyam L'Sechta. All they're doing is once a week they're learning a few parakim of Tanakh. He says, yeah, but they're doing a B'Iyan. And it's a chabura that's coming together. Maybe not Davar Baal Peh, right? He didn't. I don't know. He doesn't quote here this Tosaf or Svar Machirim of the Rama. He nay apavadai ain't a raya brura, right? You can't tell me that you have a raya because we finish the Torah every year. That's something different. But then he says, "Amikom Bakom Leni Es Daiti Sheadin Omer Daaf Limud B'Iyan." Hasvarim shel Torah k'sav nami yesh chashivus k'sudas mitzvahu v'matzinut lo dafka b'siyam masechta lamed ela kol mitzvah shnimichal meshach zman. He said, "What's the whole idea here? Is that we're showing people that you can do it, right? This is a generation nobody wants to push themselves anymore, right? Just do it. I think there was a video Misora put out, second sesh, right? And you got to do it. You got to. Okay, it would be a great video for Torah." Push yourself more. You can learn more. A kid says, I'm never going to be Messiah Masechta. It's impossible. I can never do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, any mitzvah that's nishrach zman, that's what it is. And that's what the siyum is. So therefore, one could argue, according to Rav Moshe, that if you did Masechta Derech Eretz in a half hour, I don't know if there's much there. Although other people disagree with that. And they say you could even do that. Aval kopanim yesh lomel mizesh yesh la'asa simcha l'gemar kol mitzvah v'chein be'anashim yuchadim shosu mitzvah meshach zman yesh la'asa suda l'smachtam ki simcha acheret kemo la'asa is et yom liyontif lo shach b'yichidim aval suda hu matzinu shosu l'chim l'gemar mitzvasa m'siyam m'sechta. People do it by siyam m'sechta, the people do it by this. He questions other types of sudas mitzvahs that a person has. So what's okay? So he says, yeah, it would also be okay if it's Yerushalmi, also be okay if it's a Sefer Shal Mishnayas, Shal the Shal Shuv Sel Chachma. If you did it Mamish B'Iyun, a guy asked me this today, you did Pirkei Avos, but you did it Mamish B'Iyun, so that would be mutter according to at least the B'Tzel Chachma. Not everybody agrees to that. Yabia Omer says, if you really know the Zohar well, the Zohar would also be good, right? Again, others want to attain different things. We can get to at the end of this year what exactly that is.
Zohar would be a monumental accomplishment.
Exactly, 100%. I agree with you. Fine. So this is where Moshe holds that for sure Svarim are okay. Shlomo Kluger definitely also says that any type of Tanakh would be good. I saw something interesting. One Sefer wrote, if you're finishing your own Sefer, he thought that would be good enough to have a Suda just on that. Right? Again, people go through what exactly it means. We saw in Rav Moshe, what does it mean? So with it has to be Tanakh with a Perish. The same thing with Gemara. What would it be? What would a person be? Ayelav HaShlomo, as I said, Shlomo Kluger says, right, as long as it's with a Perish, you did it with Radak, you did it with Rajit, that's good enough. That's considered to be being Ma'ayin in this mitzvah. Everybody seems to agree, besides the Sal Chachma says one thing, he says, for sure, Masechus, if you do all of Moed, you do a Seder Mishnayas, that appears to be good as well. The Shulchan, the Shelz chose Mishnah Halachas, our wonderful Sefer there in the back. So he says he thinks a Seder of Shulchan Aruch is also good. A Chelik of Shulchan Aruch would be just as good as well. I assume if you did it with, you know, not just read through it. Maseches Ketanos, again, Rav Shlomo Kluger says yes. Others disagree and say that it's not enough. Maybe the way that you did it would be the Shiloh. So finally, we have the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak, besides for what I quoted you before, for the Minchas Yitzchak, who quotes about being able to not be present at the actual siyum part, but only the suda is okay, he writes also that having mizonos is also okay. Obviously, you know, right? Tonight, it's a shaila tonight. Interesting, I didn't even think about this. Are they going to have bread at the suda? So really, you should wash if it's a suda's mitzvah. I don't remember. Thursday night, for sure they will, because they have hot dogs and hamburgers. But I'm not sure. So he says, the Minchas Yitzchak here in source number 11, like this. Im nochu lashir siyum le'et hatzorach. Hevia b'sefer el yirabah, shevia b'ber heitev. Aval, the Ma'ariv Mintz says, you're allowed to. But the el yirabah is against it, the ber heitev is against it, and it says, you're not supposed to do that. Yesh l'hachmir. Kosev b'feirish. To Gashem the Sof Masechta, Yishamat. But our Mitzvah writes, you should do that. So he asks, who's correct here? Who's right? And he asks Daiti, he writes, Meshev, that he thinks that at Divrei El Yerabah, Dafka Kit, Shem Mishnah Zaseh to Halimud, Ayudeh Shem Mahar Ol Ma'achar, Ein Lasos Kein. If the whole point of it is to go quickly or to go too slow, you shouldn't do that. Aval Be'emes Menega Olam, Gam Lemaher, Ula Acher, Kedeh Lesiyam, Be'er Pesach. Right? He says, this is what people do on Erev Pesach. This is what Kaf HaChaim writes as well. This is what we do. This is a minhag of the Olam today. And he said, it seems to be that Olam Samchu Al Zeh Masha Kosov B'Divrei Hayayvitz B'Siduro B'Dino Ben HaMitzarim Kosov Da'af HaMahar L'Siyam L'Mud Sefer Yotem Y'Limudo Hu Zariz V'Nichshol L'Haktim Atzmali L'Mitzvah B'Tanai Shal Yigrel M'Osek B'Limudo. He's not doing it too fast that he's not mamish paying attention, but he's doing it with zariz so that he can be b'kayim the mitzvah and finish in more Torah. Why not? Why is that bad? And then he writes also, if it's locus seder, he thinks that that's mutter as well. All the posts can say this, right? He starts brachos and he wants to do, you know, he wants to start keitzam arachim, keitzam avarachim, and payers instead, because he, and then he goes backwards and forwards. That's no problem. This isn't the Megillah here. So right, Rivei Sefraim and Chesitzuk, again, as we said, all say this thing. And as I said, coming late as well, he doesn't have an issue with. The final tshuva is that of the Yabia Omer. We'll just end off with the Yabia Omer, and he says, "Mikan Nogu Kol Yisrael Litein Shelch V'Odar L'Makom Ulufars Notol Simcha Shechazer Achein Osim Sudas Be'esh She Misaimim Umurchach Nami De'Afilu Mishalo Siya Mesechta Zu Mitzvah Rabbah Shismachim Amesvegel." That's the famous question. Fine, you make a siyum by yourself. Why are you allowed to invite people? No! Ravadi says you should invite people. That's the Yontel of the Rabbanus, and he invited so many different people. V'alkoponim, l'chol ha-deoti, sudas mitzvah, v'yontel shalahem, b'imkein, b'sechle shekashem, shechashat sudas mitzvah, l'chol ha-korim, afal pishul olam dusham. Even if they didn't do it, that's also okay. And get this one? Hachanami le'inyon nefiyas apayim, ein tzolich lipol. By the way, about tachnun, if you add a suda like that, and they say mincha there, you don't say tachnun at that suda. I'm knowing like this. Whenever I go to a suda, that's the only thing I paskin. I say, no tachnun. The Rav Avadya says this. Rav Avadya also says that at Bar Mitzvah Bo Bayom, you don't say it. If it's on Monday or Thursday, then I say it's mutter. Okay, so that's what we've seen from here. There's a lot more to discuss, but I don't want to keep you because I know you have to watch your little kids. One just final thing, just on this Rav Avadya, they quoted the Shailos Shulz Pre-Sadeh, something funny. Everybody says tachnun nowadays. So why do we say tachnun at a siyum? So he says the reason is lam omrim tachanun kishiyes bei kanesh siyam mesechta hare yom zeu yom tov shelo kabal brit kechasan yom tov rabbanu b'teretzu sherab apamim ein lomdim be'iyon kiroyi v'halimud hu lo lishma hakein lo nechshav yom tov rabbanu. He says it's not considered to be yom tov rabbanu.
And that should be.
So then you shouldn't be able to eat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I have to ask the Priya Sade. I'm not sure. Very, very interesting way to end our class today. I just want to end with one story. There's a story about Rav Michal Feinstein and his cousin Rav Moshe. I love this story. It's such a beautiful story. So Rav Michal Feinstein calls his cousin Rav Moshe, and he says, I don't know what he called him. So he says, Rav Moshe, get out a shot glass. We're making a l'chaim. He says, ooh, mazel tov. What's the simcha? He says, I was just Messiah Shas. So Rav Moshe says, with all due respect, Rav Michal, we both know you've been Messiah Shas dozens and dozens of times. What's the big simcha now? So he says, I was Messiah Shas Chaparain. Chaparain? Rav, I remember that when Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg would come to Tinek every year, he'd always say this vort. We always say, Chapanash! Chapanash! What's Chapanash mean? Grab something to eat. He says, just like you Chapanash, you Chaparayin Limud HaTorah. Right? This is a great Musa Haskell for us. Right? We find ourselves free many times during the day to we bring a sefer with us, something to learn, something to do. Chaparayin. So he says, this was my Chaparayin. This was the time I was waiting in the doctor's office, I would take out a Gemara. This is the time I was waiting at the chuppah for it to start 3 hours later. And because I finished a Masechet just on this. I remember that when we were at Talmidim of Rav Nevin's house, Rav Nevin's would give a shir every Monday night at 10:35. I'll tell you why I remember this. So Rav Nevin's is a Yeki. So Rav Nevin's would come at 10:25. And he would sit there, and he would, every week, he would have the sefer open like this, and this is what he would do. And turn the page. So I always was wondering, what was he looking for? Every week, for 10 minutes, he's looking for his son. So, of course, being the chutzpahdik 18-year-old Five Towns kid, I went up to him and go, Rebbe, what are you looking for? And he smiled, and he looked at me, and he showed me what he was reading. It was a daf of Gemara, except it was just Gemara. It was out Rashi and Tosfos. So it was like all, like, you had like something like this. It was like, all he was doing Masechtos. 10 minutes, that's Chaparayin. He was finishing Masechtos, waiting for us to get there at 10:35. That's the Inyan over here. The Inyan is after Chaparayin. It's a great, tremendous simcha to do that. And I think that really this is so mutter to do this in camp, to show the guys the chashivas of Torah. And you say to them, hey, you guys, this is the teams. You say to your own team, it's one of your guys that are doing it tonight. You could do this. You could do it. Why not? Why don't you do it? Let's start it. Let's do it. Let's. That's the yontav l'rabbanan, that a kid who's 16 years old is finishing a masiyah masechta, who's whatever, 14, ain't simcha gadol mizun. I think, yes, chai bebasar. I think it's a great, great sign for Klal Yisrael when we do that. And we should do the job that we have and encourage the guys to take this very, very seriously. Shkoyach.